Swarms of locusts are eating their way across northern Africa from Mauritania to Sudan. The locusts are consuming entire crops of subsistence farmers, sometimes in minutes, and they are headed for the region in Chad, where refugees from Sudan's Darfur region are encamped. Desert locust swarms contain millions of insects per square mile. Exceptional rains in the last year helped to produce what appears to be the worst infestation in 15 years. Clive Elliott is an expert on locusts at the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. He was in Mauritania in the early stages of the infestation.
It's a very impressive and shocking experience in the sense that when one is standing in the middle of a locust swarm, one is surrounded by insects. They are flying into you, landing on your clothes, in your hair, and flying past you. And you can also see where they have landed and eaten green vegetation. So where a swarm lands, very little green vegetation is left.
And is there anything, say, a farmer can do about it, or does one just wait for them to leave?
Farmers try their best by doing things like lighting smoky fires and banging tins and shouting and trying to persuade the locust swarm to land somewhere else. But it, unfortunately, doesn't really work. So most of the action against locusts is organized at a government level. And when the infestation is large, you're talking about using aircraft to spray pesticides.
And that works.
And that certainly works, yes. And you can kill millions of insects in one operation. But if the infestation is very widespread, then you're up against it.
And is that being done as these locusts swoop, as it were, across this part of Africa? Are steps being taken to stop the infestation?
Yes, there are very great efforts are being made. FAO has a role as coordinating the sort of global effort to control the locusts, and that consists of helping the countries which are affected to identify funds, make contacts with the international donor community, and then mobilize those funds into pesticides and flying hours and aircraft and support equipment and camping equipment and all the other things that are needed.
Do you expect the locusts to reach areas where refugees have fled fighting in Sudan's Darfur region? Chad, for instance, where many of these refugees are in a terrible state as it is.
This last weekend, we got the first reports of swarms having reached Chad. One was northeast of the lake, and the other was in the center part of Chad. These swarms in Chad are relatively small. The one in the center of the country was said to be only 4 kilometers long, which is, by locust standards, quite small. Nevertheless, because they're only 400 kilometers away from the border, and because locusts can move around about 100 kilometers a day, it's certainly possible that they will arrive in areas where refugees are sheltering. Of course, the effects will be not on those camps. What locusts are interested in are in eating green vegetation. So if the refugees have planted crops, then those crops will be at risk.
Clive Elliott is an expert on locusts with the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. Thanks for talking with us.
Pleasure.